Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
I bet you probably, oh, of course you'll remember that one, Irene. Funky New Year from the Eagles.
Well, actually, I don't. And the Eagles are one of my favourite bands. And I don't recall ever having heard that song before. But I love it. It's cool. So let's just go with the flow.
Yeah, and here we are, New Year's Eve. Hey, but before we leave this year, Irene, just thinking back, Christmas Eve we were talking and you were going to go and collect up all the kids in the camping ground and see if you could gather them up and go do a little bit of caroling around the camping ground. How did it go?
Well, it was actually hilarious. It was so funny because we have a total generation gap going on here. You know, first of all, the kids didn't know what a choir was.
Oh.
They know what a group is, they know what a band is, but they don't know what a choir is, or not all of them, some of them did. And so I ended up by having loads of discussions with their parents, because number two was, ooh, what's this creepy old lady want our kids for? You know, it's this whole different atmosphere that they have about people these days. And so I had to get past the creepy old lady thing first. And then we would have a discussion about a choir, and many of them, I was, you know, we were talking about, had they ever heard any carols being sung outside their homes up and down their streets? Never heard of it. They didn't even know that it used to be a custom that everybody used to do it.
Wow.
So wow. I just wonder, you know, how many, obviously it doesn't happen very much these days, and it was such a learning curve for me that there's so many things in my generation that I had in my childhood that they don't even know about. It's not even in their memory cells in any way whatsoever, having read it, let alone experienced it. So
imagine, you've probably started a tradition.
That was number one, trying to convince them what I was trying to do. Number two was trying to teach these kids some of these carols when I can hardly talk, let alone sing. So it was hilarious, but I had pre-recorded stuff and got a little thing going on my phone. So they literally all had phones. So we got all their phones all downloading the same music. And so we had all the phones going and the kids trying to sing along with the phones.
Oh, God.
So there were a lot of batteries running flat, and lots of mums who were following us around, each little tent and that, the dads and that would come around too with their beers. You know, oh. The dads were all there. The mums were inside just sitting back having a wine and a little bit of a gap while the silly old ladies taking their kids off them for a while. So the dads were following me around with their beers in their hands. And it was actually quite hilarious. Some people in the camp didn't want a bar of us, and it was quite obvious by their body language. So we just stayed away from them. And I literally really just stayed around the areas that had children and the people that had children, so that the others weren't forced into our hilarity. But isn't it so... I just find it amazing. Even in my day when we had the carolers coming around, it didn't matter whether you were in a wheelchair, whether you had dementia or what it was. It was, oh, listen, there's the carolers, and everybody would rush outside, you know, and the whole street would be lined with people watching the carolers. So, very interesting. Good and bad reactions from the people, which is typical of today's thing, but the kids loved it.
Isn't that
kids
cool?
Had a ball, and they tried so hard to sing the words to these carols, and it was really, really cool. And there was one little boy there who was just such a character, and he was trying to hip hop to these Christmas carols. Go figure.
Isn't that wonderful? Hey, for our listeners out there, Irene started a tradition at one campground. Why don't you do it next year? Try it out, or even do it for New Year's Eve. There's a few good New Year's Eve songs, I'm sure, that you could pick up on, and go and have a bit of fun around the campground. And as you say, you bring a little bit of just community back as well, and just having a bit of good old fun.
Yeah, people believing in their community and trusting in their community again, you know. Not everybody is a bad person, and it's a community who used to protect each other from the odd ones that were bad. So, yes, I know there's way more bad ones nowadays, and there's way more who want to hide some of the things that they do and don't want their neighbours to know about, but there's still enough good people to make a good, solid, strong, protective community if you just all reached out to each other. So,
And I think a lot of the time that's what camping grounds are about at this time of the year, aren't they? Just having a heap of fun. And everybody will be gearing up, no doubt, filling up those chili bins and their little fridges and their caravans for tonight, which is New Year's Eve, and whether we all get to stay up till kind of watch the clock turn over to the new year, I don't know. I certainly have for the last few, but there have been a few years I've kind of not quite made it. Are you going to make it? You're going to make it till midnight?
Well, I don't know that I'll make it till midnight, but see, the thing today is you don't miss out if you don't make it, because you can watch it the next day. Whereas in the old days, you missed out if you didn't watch it. If you didn't keep the TV on till midnight, you totally missed out. So I don't know. We'll see. I do have a computer set up in my van where I can watch everything that's going on, you know, on TV, pretty much everything anyway.
It's always funny, isn't it? Like, we start because we're obviously the first one, or, well, almost the first ones to see, you know, get that clock tick over. And our fireworks are a little bit lame compared to everybody else.
A little bit lame. I think that is the understatement of the century. I mean, come on, a little bit lame. I don't know why we even bother, quite frankly. I mean, when you see Australia's Sydney Harbour Bridge, oh my goodness, Singapore's, you know, I mean, even Times Square in New York is totally way down about 10th in the list now, because all the others have jumped up there. And I mean, Sydney Harbour Bridge is just magnificent.
Absolutely.
It's just magnificent.
But they got a few more people to pay for it than what we have. So we'll do our little fluff of coming in the new year. And, yeah. So, Christmas was just going backwards. Pretty good. I've got a bigger belly now. I have to do something about that in the new year. Isn't that the thing we always do? We think about, oh, right, what are we going to do? And we all go, hey, yeah, we're going to get fit. We're going to lose weight. And we never do.
Yeah, well, everybody has their New Year's resolutions, which very, very few carry out. And I love seeing everybody sort of bouncing around all over the place in their new track pants and shorts and whatever, doing their training and that, and huffing and puffing and carrying on. And it's like, yeah, well, you know what, guys? I've done that all my life too. It doesn't work. It doesn't make it any better. You don't live any older with less pain by doing it. Well, actually, the truth is that if you don't do it, you will have less. You will have, you know, massive more problems, probably.
Yeah.
But not necessarily.
Yeah. And there we are, all in our new shorts that we probably got for Christmas, you know, probably just a size too small slightly, but, you know, we'll squeeze into them because we're going to this great resolution of doing all of these things. Actually, we must get Claire on in a couple of weeks' time. I know she's off having a lot of fun, and get her to remind us about what we're meant to be doing about those goals. But I don't know. Isn't it funny how we set them at the beginning of the year, but actually we should have them all the year round, but no, it's a good time, and we're probably programmed that way, aren't we? You know, it's a new year, so set some new goals.
But I tell you something that we did this year too, which for Christmas Day, I think it's a really positive thing to do, and a lot of people are going to disagree with me here. We didn't buy presents.
I don't like presents. Too commercialised.
I totally don't like, the whole thing has become so commercialised, and it's got to the stage that families are actually going without food prior to Christmas, just so their kids aren't going to miss out on Christmas Day, Santa coming and bringing their presents. And, you know, I've thought about it a lot. All my life I've bought presents for my kids and then my grandkids. And then I started having far too many grandkids to be able to afford to buy them all everything. So it was just a little bit of money going in a card. And then it was like, you know, when an 8-year-old says to me, oh, only $10.
Oh, no.
I went, nope, that's it. I'm done. This is, you know, I've been watching this for about 10 years, getting worse and worse and worse, and I went, I'm done. So I had a big chat with the family, and I said, let's not do anything. Everybody has to agree. We don't buy any presents. We make it the family thing. All about family, all about great food, and nothing else.
Absolutely. I'm totally with you there. Totally and utterly agree. And I know a few families actually like that, where, no, it's about the time we spend together, or you make something, you know. So, yeah. So that's the opposite of, you know, buying something. You have to make something. But Why? And, you know, I think we've spoken about this throughout the whole year, the marketing that gets thrown at us and saying, you need to do this, you need to do that. No, you don't. Absolutely right. You just need to spend the time with those people that you want to be spending time with. Yeah.
And it's sad for some of my grandkids and great-grandkids that, you know, they go, but it's Christmas. Everybody else is getting presents.
Mm.
And, yeah, it's sad for them because it's sort of like, okay, they've got this nanny that's always inclined to be a little bit different than the others. And I think that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
So
I do feel a little bit sad for some of my grandies, but, hey, it's got to be. It's got too bad.
And if you wanted to do something, you can sit there and make something. I'm sure you're probably parked up at a beach now, Irene. You can go and collect some driftwood or something and make them something really special. Carve them something. I could just see you sitting out on the beach under your sun thing on your chair, your deck chair there, carving a little bit of something. Eh? I think that would suit you right down to the ground.
I've been there, done that. I used to dive for shells and I used to make all these ornaments and jewellery, earrings and necklaces and things out of, what are they called? Operculums. Operculums, the little hard shell of the foot that goes in the shell called the lady's turban.
Mm-hmm.
And they're orange and black. They're like cat's eyes, but they're brilliant colours. And I used to love them so much. And the lady's turban throws them out. And so you can just pick them up all over the bottom of the ocean and various different places. So I used to make all this jewellery out of these, but nobody liked them.
Ah, well.
Nobody wanted them.
Too bad.
Give them away.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, that's all we've got time for today. We are going to go off and enjoy our new year. We're going to see if we can make it to midnight, but hey, if we don't, it doesn't matter because when we wake up, it'll be a new year. So what are we going to go out with today? You know, I think we might actually go with that good old New Year's song, Auld Lang Syne. Might get the Rod Stewart version of that coming up for you. And a little bit of Taylor Smith for you Smithies out there, New Year's Day. But from Irene and I, have an amazing evening this evening, whatever you're doing. You know, celebrate the end of 2025 and be ready. And we will see you next year, next week, same time. Happy New Year.
Wow. Happy New Year.
There's glitter on the floor after the party. Girls carrying the shoes down in the lobby. Candle wax and Polaroids on the hardwood floor. You and me from the night before, but don't read the last page. But I stay when you're lost and I'm scared and you're turning away. I want your midnights, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day. Squeeze my hand three times in the back of the taxi. I can tell that it's gonna be a long road. I'll be there if you're the toast of the town, babe, or if you strike out and you're crawling home. Don't read the last page, but I stay when it's hard or it's wrong or we're making mistakes. I want your midnight, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. after the party. Girls carrying the shoes down in the lobby. Candle wax and Polaroids on the hardwood floor. You and me forevermore. Don't read the last page, but I stay. When it's hard or it's wrong or we're making mistakes, I want your midnight. But I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. And I will hold on to you. Please don't to the memories come a stranger to you. Hold on to the memories.
Brought to you by Deliquo Communication, deliquo.co.nz.